And now, it's time for our regular look at what's on in the area. This weekend, we've got something for the whole family to enjoy. Little Sutton's annual Environment Day. Angela Boyd, one of the organisers, is here with us today to tell us more about it. Hello, Angela.
Hi, Rick.
So, this is Little Sutton's third Environment Day. What new things can we expect?
Well, when we started out 3 years ago, it was quite a small affair. You know, just a few stalls in the park. But this year it's going to be a much bigger event, with activities all over the village.
Sounds exciting. Tell us more.
OK. Well, as usual, it starts on Sunday at 10 o'clock with the school orchestra. But this year the stage has been moved from the park to the marketplace. Several bands will be performing throughout the day, including the local fire brigade's brass band.
Great! The brass band is always really good. What else have you got for us?
There's the environmental part, of course. Greenpeace have agreed to give some presentations and set up an exhibition in the church hall. And then there are also several workshops. For example, birdhouse building or how to grow vegetables on your balcony, run by the local garden centre.
Wow, sounds like you could learn a lot as well as have fun. And what's on offer for the kids?
This year the whole park has been set aside for the children, with various activities such as face painting, a balloon flying contest, a petting zoo and much more.
I know my son will enjoy seeing all the animals. And what about the food? Last year's organic barbecue was amazing.
Well, you'll be glad to hear that we're doing that again then. The barbecue will be by the riverbank, along with the other food stalls, so everyone should be able to find something they like. And we'll be finishing off the day there with our traditional firework display.
Great. Sounds like a lot to organise, though.
Oh, it was. But I didn't do it on my own, of course. We had different committees to look after different things. You know, a food and drinks committee, an entertainment committee, one for the presentations, etc. I'd really like to thank everyone who helped organise the whole event.
It definitely sounds like you've thought of everything. What will you do with the money you raise?
Oh, I'd almost forgotten to mention the fun run. There's still time to enter, and the money raised is going to...